Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
All praise to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
For he has given us new life and hope by raising Jesus Christ from the dead.
Our Lord Jesus Christ has said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Through the meritorious death and victorious resurrection of his Son, God has restored us unto himself and claimed us as his saints, to whom he gives the crown of everlasting life.
He has delivered us from the dark bonds of sin and death, and has brought us into the glorious light of the
Holy Church. Truly we rejoice over this good news of Easter. It is a pronouncement that man's last enemy has been defeated. It tells us that through Christ, our champion, Jesus Christ, we too shall pass through death to live again. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, yet who now reigns forever.
Praise, glory, wisdom.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The confession of our sins, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may willingly confess our sins and eagerly seek that forgiveness from your gracious hand. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Forgiveness comes through Christ and Christ alone. The Christ who died for us, the Christ who rose for us, the Christ who reigns in power, the Christ who prays for us. If anyone is in Christ, he becomes a new person. The past is finished. All things have become new. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
The responsive praise to our risen Lord. Jesus, our Paschal Lamb, you offered yourself for us, taking the punishment of our sins and dying in our stead. By your death, you have destroyed the power of death, sin, and Satan. And by your rising to life again, you have restored us to everlasting life.
Yeah.
blessed Savior. Early that morning on the first day of the week, you appeared to Mary Magdalene and to the other women, later to the disciples, that they may know the joy and the victory of your resurrection. Come to us, O risen Lord, that we too may know and experience that joy and victory. Gracious Christ, holy, immortal God of God, light of light, in you dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You are truly worthy to receive the blessing and the honor and the glory and the power now and forever. You are the victorious King of kings, the triumphant Lord of lords. In praise and adoration, we ask that you would dwell with us as our King and our Lord. Please be seated. The Old Testament lesson, Isaiah 52, verses 13 to 15. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told them, they shall see, and that which they had not heard, they shall consider. The Epistle, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was already rolled away, for it was great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were afraid. And he said unto them, Do not be afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they have laid him. But go your way and tell his disciples, especially Peter, that he goes before you into Galilee. And there you shall see him as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulcher, for they trembled and they were amazed. And neither said they anything to any man, because they were afraid. So far the Holy Gospel. We continue with hymn 200. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon text this morning, St. John 20, verses 11 through 18. The theme, the meaning of Easter. Please be seated. And Mary stood outside of the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked back into the sepulchre. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had laid. And they saw her, and they said unto her, "Woman, why are you crying?" She said unto them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." And when she had said this, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing there, but didn't recognize him. And then Jesus said unto her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" And she, thinking him to be the gardener, said unto him, "Sir, if you have moved him, please tell me where, and I will take him away." And then Jesus said unto her, "Mary." And she turned herself and said unto him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Master." And then Jesus said unto her, "Don't touch me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and tell them that I ascended to my Father, your Father, my God, your God." And Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples what she had seen and spoken unto her what he said. So far. If the story of Easter means anything, its meaning must be seen through the eyes of sad people, the brokenhearted, the lonely, the frightened, the desperate. These must be the first to be transformed by Christ's resurrection from the dead. And if this escapes us, we've missed all there is to know about Easter and more. We have not understood Good Friday. You see, Good Friday and Easter cannot be separated without the brutal facts concerning Christ's resurrection and crucifixion. Easter would have no message for us at all. So closely does the story at the tomb of Christ correspond to the human experience that no writer could have invented. The story is so moving, so true, and yet so very simple. Mary was weeping over the death of someone that she loved. And what is more common than tears in the cemetery? You see, the price of love can only be measured by the emptiness it creates when it is gone. The last meeting that Mary had with Jesus was 3 days before at the crucifixion, where she stood by the cross and watched him suffer and die. Although she could not help Jesus, she was compelled to be there. She stood by the cross and watched him suffer and die. Although she could not help Jesus Christ, she was compelled to stand there and watch. And then, of course, after Christ was dead, she helped Jesus to the grave. Now, those who have been in Mary's shoes, they understand the reason why she was weeping. "They have taken away my Lord." And putting that in the vernacular today, "They've taken away my husband, my wife, my son, my daughter." This is how everything in life ends. It is taken away. And eventually, the grave extinguishes everything: laughter, happiness, ambition, devotion. And it will never end differently. The last word of life will be spoken by death. And there's no appeal to it. The reality of life is death. That's why Mary was weeping. Because there is no one who does not weep for the very same reason. Holy Scripture tells us, dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. But listen here. Holy Scripture also tells us that life was made for better things. Sundays were not made for weeping, nor Fridays for dying. Mary was not made for being crushed. And Jesus Christ was not made for being forsaken. Thorns were not made to be crowns. Trees and nails were not made for crucifying. You and I were not made for the ash heap. All things were made by God to praise God. But as long as death remains, there is no rest for anyone. All is gone too quickly. Death is a robber. Death is the last enemy. And until the power that is greater than Satan, greater than sin, greater than death appears, Mary must go on weeping, and the whole sinful world must weep with her. But he who is greater than death, yes, Satan's conqueror, has come to Mary and has come to all of us here this morning. The heavenly messengers could not convince Mary. She wasn't convinced by the angels. And the angels may not impress us enough to dry away our tears over the death of a loved one. Only the voice of him. Only the voice of him who was dead and is now alive can speak to our sadness. Only the risen Christ can bring us joy and new hope. All Jesus had to do was call out her name, Mary. And the sound of his voice was power that brought her comfort. For this was the voice of him that made heaven and earth and was also Mary's Lord and Savior. On Sunday in that garden, Mary knew the meaning of his love that she had never known before. Because when Jesus was hanging on the cross, she had seen Jesus as the helpless victim of death. What Mary did not understand on that Friday was that both in life and death, she was the object of Christ's love and concern. Jesus Christ was God, God's suffering servant, who had been smitten and stricken, who made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, who did no violence, and neither was there any deceit found in his mouth. This was the reason. This was the reason for his death. You see, Jesus was no victim of death, nor was he helpless on that cross. God is God's eternal Son, appointed by God to fulfill all righteousness in our place. In God's foreordained plan, the cross, a symbol of death, a symbol of world sins, was turned into a means of grace. On Easter Sunday, God the Father commands the chains of death to be loosed from Jesus, and he rises again to life. Jesus comes to Mary, who sits in the shadow of death at the graveside. She who believes in death, she believes in death, must be first to believe in the resurrection and life. Easter story comes again into our world this morning, calling us to believe that the power of sin, hell, death itself has been broken, has been defeated by Jesus the Christ. The crucified and risen Christ is the Lord of life because he has overcome death. Therefore, let us not sit in fear that death will rob us of life, because it won't. Have we not already been buried with Christ through baptism into his death? then we have died to sin. Let's not rise up and believe that sin is going to conquer, because sin will not conquer. Sin has been defeated through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The past is finished. It's gone. Sins are forgiven. We are justified. And the end for a child of God is really just the beginning, because heaven is our home, not here. Heaven is our home. Therefore, let us not sit in the world's graveyard, fearing that death will rob us of life, because it won't. We have now already been buried with Christ by baptism into his death, and we have died to sin. So let us also rise with him in joy. The past is finished. The past is gone. Our sins are forgiven. We are justified. With the gospel of Good Friday and Easter, Christ destroyed all of our enemies, and we will live with him forever. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with our post-sermon hymn 210. Please be seated. Since the offering has been taken when we came in, let's sing the first two verses of We Give Thee But Thine Own, hymn 441.
Thank you.
continue with our communion hymn 307. And please rise for the words of institution. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup. And when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Amen.
And please be seated. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body of blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That was given to death for the forgiveness of our sins.
Thank you.
Please join me in the Easter Litany. Now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that sleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. We have an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. By his great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Christ from the dead.
Lord, grant us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we worship you and adore you because you have raised your Son from the dead and made him to be Lord over all things in heaven and in earth. Fill us with confidence that in the risen Christ we can overcome all threats to the reality of your love for us. Especially destroy in us the fear that death separates us from your mercy. We long for some proof like touching the risen one. Comfort us with his assurance and benediction that we are blessed as a people not seeing and yet believing. We yearn to roll away the stone of our doubts. Help us to see the empty tomb and the stone is already rolled away, that we no longer see the living one among the dead. Give us your Holy Spirit, that we may live under your Son in the freedom of those who have been delivered from death to life. Raise us each day from the depths of sin and to the joy of forgiveness, and let us walk before you in righteousness through our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.
Amen.